Introductions on Classical WFMT is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, a maker and restorer of string instrument bows at 226 South Wabash Avenue, on the web at johnnorwoodlee.com. Thank you for downloading this Classical WFMT podcast. Some music has been removed for copyright reasons.
Cellist and repeat introductions guest Jan Vargas Nedvedsky performing in WFMT's Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio in September last year. He joined pianist Liang Yu Wang in the finale of a sonata mostly written by Baroque composer Pietro Locatelli and heavily reworked by 19th century cellist Alfredo Piatti. Good morning, I'm Robbie Ellis, and you are listening to the Introductions Class of 2025. It's an annual fixture for Labor Day weekend. Every year, I give you a roundup of graduating high school seniors who have appeared right here on Introductions, the show that features the Chicago area's top young musical talent. You've heard from one out of 27 graduating seniors so far. Jan Vargas Nedvedsky is going to stay local, continuing cello studies with Hans-Jørn Jensen of Northwestern University. Just starting in the fall, he'll be an undergrad there as opposed to, well, visiting. Also staying local is Leo Zupko, a violinist who did a recital with his father, Misha Zupko, on piano. He'll study violin with Jinju Cho and be a classmate of Jan's at Northwestern University. Another wildcat to be is Chloe Cohen. We heard their voice last week in our coverage of Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras at the big giant music festival Lollapalooza. Chloe is double majoring in political science and viola performance at Northwestern. And in the incredibly specific niche of CYSO viola players who appeared on Introductions and will be double majoring in both music and another subject, David Roach is going to study both music and economics at Yale while commuting to New York City for lessons. Also heading out east is Elise Schlesinger. This horn player was a finalist in last year's Crane Mailing Foundation CSO Young Artist Competition, and she'll be studying with Boston Symphony Orchestra second horn Rachel Childers at the New England Conservatory. Here's Elise with the Nocturne of Reinhold Glier.
Thank you.
The Nocturne, Opus 35, Number 10, by Russian composer Reinhold Glier. The horn player was Elise Schlesinger, about to start at the New England Conservatory, and Elise recorded for a Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra's feature episode with pianist Catherine Peterson. It's a recap of graduating seniors for the Labor Day weekend. You're listening to Introductions, and this is Introductions Class of 2025. And now, a very specific category of high school grads, pianists who'll be majoring in subjects other than music. Jeffrey Wang is moving from the University of Chicago Lab Schools to the University of Chicago proper to study physics and mathematics as an undergrad. Kashyap Prasad of Lake Forest High School is also staying in state, heading to U of I in Urbana-Champaign for bioengineering and pre-medicine. A graduate of William Fremd High School, Eddie Joe has swapped Schaumburg for Pittsburgh. He plans to major in computer science at Carnegie Mellon University. This next performer never technically appeared as a soloist on Introductions, but I'm going to count him anyway. Matthew Hahn, a student of Marta Aznavourian, was booked to do a live broadcast in May, but circumstances intervened and we had to cancel. A shame, he's a very fine player who'd been on the show with Music Institute of Chicago Academy Chamber Groups. He's doing economics and mathematics at Yale University. Another Music Institute of Chicago student was Clara Zhang, the second in her family to give a live piano recital on Introductions, which she did in February last year. She's about to study business at UC Berkeley. Here's the Presto movement from Haydn's Sonata No. 62 in E flat. Clara Zhang, performing for invited guests in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio here at WFMT. That was from the Piano Sonata No. 62 in E-flat major by Haydn. Clara is just starting a business major at the University of California, Berkeley. Also heading to the Bay Area is Tristan Zhu, who just graduated from Walter Payton College Prep. He not only gave a violin recital on introductions, but performed with me at the 2024 WTTW WFMT holiday party. The two of us played I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, which may well turn up on air in December. Tristan is going to study both physics and violin performance at Stanford University. Our last grad bound for California is Lily Sullivan, a classmate of Tristan's at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. Tristan commuted to MIC from downtown Chicago, but every Saturday, Lily would commute from Bloomington, Indiana to Evanston, Illinois, a serious commitment. Before she heads to the Colburn School in LA, let's hear the Allemande from Bach's Violin Partita No. 1. Thank you. The opening Allemande from J.S. Bach's Violin Partita No. 1 in B minor. Performing live on Introductions in November last year was violinist Lily Sullivan, who's about to start undergrad study at the Colburn School in Los Angeles. There are two violinists with the name Lily in the Introductions graduating class of 2025. Lily Yoshihara was part of Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative and Midwest Conservatory in Schaumburg. She's heading to Ann Arbor to major in both violin performance and computer science at the University of Michigan. And this next composer has a Michigan connection, Chad Sirwick Hughes. A native of Detroit, he studied composition at the University of Michigan, where the Bach cello suites inspired him to write his own version of the form. Playing the Gieg from Sirwick's Suite No. 1 is Simon Updegraff, an incoming freshman at the Jacobs School in Indiana. You just heard Simon Updegraff. He was here on Introductions live in November 2023, and he's about to start cello study with Eric Kim at the Jacobs School of Music at Indiana University as a Wells Scholar. He played the Gieg from the Cello Suite No. 1 of Chad Sirwick Hughes. A violinist who's just graduated from the University of Chicago Lab Schools is Henry Ozenfant. Henry, along with his clarinet and piano-playing brother Louis, made multiple appearances on this show as a concerto soloist with CYSO, live from Navy Pier one summer, and most recently in Henry's own violin recital. Let's revisit that day in June. He joins pianist Nathan Canfield in Wieniawski's Polonaise de Concert. Thank you. The Polonaise de Concert by Henryk Wieniawski. And it was played by a violinist who kind of shares his name, Henry Ozenfant of Chicago, with Nathan Canfield on piano, performing to an appreciative crowd of family, friends, and family friends. Henry's about to major in both violin performance and chemistry at Princeton University, a decision he announced live on Introductions back in June. You are listening to our annual Class of 2025 episode for Labor Day weekend. I'm Robbie Ellis. 27 graduating seniors in all are making an appearance today. There's a full list of them at wfmt.com/introductions, along with what colleges they're heading to and links to their past episodes. And if you want to be part of the Class of 2026 or beyond, you can audition to be on the show yourself. You need to be pre-college, local to the Chicago area, and somewhat decent at music. The application form is on the web, wfmt.com/introductions. More grads up soon. Piano, flute, clarinet, marimba, violin, cello, and tuba. You're listening to Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, serving the Chicago area for more than 40 years. Introductions is also made possible through the generous support of the Nagani Foundation, the Kiphart Family Foundation, and WFMT members like you.
I've been hosting and producing this show for over 5 years, and that's the first tuba player I've recorded solo. Kevin Hart was a member of Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. You heard from him in last week's Lollapalooza episode, and he's pursuing tuba at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. That was the middle movement of Hindemith's Tuba Sonata with Catherine Peterson on piano. The Introductions Class of 2025 episode keeps going with another graduate from Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras, though we're not going to hear her on her orchestral instrument. Angelica Wang played cello in various CYSO groups for 10 years total, but her first instrument has always been piano, which she's going to study with Kevin Kenner at the University of Miami. She was live on Introductions last year with Rachmaninoff's Little Red Riding Hood.
Thank you.
Pianist Angelica Wang, a recent graduate of Whitney Young High School in Chicago, she's majoring now in keyboard performance at the University of Miami, Florida. Heading in quite the opposite direction geographically is percussionist Caleb McMillan, who's playing marimba here. He's going to study engineering at Michigan Tech, all the way in the Upper Peninsula. Caleb's classmate at Plainfield Central High School was Lucas Vergara, who'll be studying clarinet performance and music education at Illinois State University. Both Caleb and Lucas were guests on the recital of flute player Zoe Strange, and in one of those odd coincidences, Zoe is one of three in the graduating class of 2025 who'll be studying with the same flute teacher at the same school. Both Zoe Strange and Jesse Perez, a Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative fellow, will be in the flute class of Elise Johnson at DePaul University, right here in Chicago. And so will Jacob Cornejo. Jacob performed live at Merritt School of Music on Make Music Chicago Day back in June. Here he joins Mio Nakamura for the third piece of Benjamin Godard's Suite de Trois Morceaux. Thank you. The Waltz from Benjamin Godard's Suite of Three Pieces. It was performed live at Merritt School of Music by pianist Mio Nakamura and flute soloist Jacob Cornejo, a recent graduate of Merritt School, the Chicago High School for the Arts, and Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative. He's staying in the city to study at the DePaul University School of Music. A fellow of Jacob's in CMPI was Sarah Morris, also a member of Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. She's heading downstate to major in clarinet performance at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Also in CYSO was violinist Clara Franson. They're also a composer. You're listening to an original of theirs right now. And we'll be featuring Clara again on Introductions as part of the CSO's Young Composers Initiative in early October. Clara's studying violin, composition, and conducting at the Boston Conservatory. Clara was part of CYSO's performance at Lollapalooza earlier this month, and so was cellist Diego Dali, heading to the Eastman School of Music. Here he is with Glazunov's Minstrel Song. Thank you. the Chant du Ménestrel, the minstrel song of Alexander Glazunov. The Eastman School of Music-bound Diego Dalí recorded it for a Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative episode of Introductions earlier this year with Catherine Peterson on piano. Diego was also on this show as part of the bronze medal-winning Quarteto Speranza, performing at the Fischoff National Chamber Music Competition. The last of four cellists in our graduating class of 2025 is Kevin Hernandez from New Music School. He gave a memorable live recital in April involving his father as pianist and composer, and Kevin will be studying cello performance and psychology at Oberlin College and Conservatory in Ohio. And finally this week, Kevin's New Music School classmate Zarin Mehta, who's heading to Harvard University. Zarin gave two piano recitals on this show, the first age 13 in 2020 and the second age 16 last year. In the latter, he absolutely wowed the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio audience, you'll hear that in the applause, with the transcendental etude Lezginka by Sergei Lyapunov. Thank you. A massive splashy ending to our show today. Pianist Zarin Mehta with Lezginka, a transcendental etude on a whirling dance theme composed by Sergei Lyapunov. He very much impressed the crowd in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio last year, and he clearly impressed the admissions board at Harvard University, where he will begin undergrad study as an undecided major. And that's it for introductions today, our annual roundup of graduating seniors, our class of 2025. You heard 27 grads in total, heading to 20 different schools in 10 different states. There's a full list of our newest alumni, along with all the music in today's show and links to their original broadcasts, on the web, wfmt.com/introductions. That's also where you can audition to be on the show yourself. This show is for pre-college musicians local to the Chicago area, so get auditioning. The music in today's show was recorded by Max Lebien, Sam Genualdi, and Rob Waller. I'm producer and presenter Robbie Ellis. Congratulations to our newest alumni, and I'll be featuring more great young local talent every Saturday at 11 a.m. on Classical WFMT.
We hope you've enjoyed Introductions, sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes. To learn more, visit johnnorwoodlee.com.